It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Jack, two presidential candidates, two big speeches in Michigan this week, two very different visions of the economy. Let's break down both, starting with Donald Trump, who spoke to the Detroit Economic Club Monday. What were the big takeaways?
Well, of course, for Trump, everything is wrong and bad, partly because the Democrats have been in power for 8 years. But he paints with a broad brush. He thinks that everything could be solved if we get rid of what he calls these terrible trade deals, such as NAFTA. He wants massive deregulation and massive tax cuts, which Democrats and some independent economists said would hugely increase the deficit.
Let's turn to Hillary Clinton's speech at a factory in Macomb County on Thursday. How did her vision stack up against Trump's?
If he was macro, she was sort of micro. Of course, she was part of the Obama administration and has a much sort of rosier view of what's been happening in the country in Detroit, and said accurately that unemployment has been coming down and more people are back to work and the deficit is lower. But she talked about, as many Democrats do, almost sort of a laundry basket of things she promised to do, from making college affordable, doing something about student loans, to making sure more and more people go back to work. So she was sort of incremental. He was sort of revolutionary.
How do you think both of those speeches resonated with voters?
Well, I think the trouble with Trump was much more sober, and he gave a much more conventional conservative speech than he normally does. But then the next day he made his famous remark, or infamous remark, about Second Amendment people maybe doing something about Hillary Clinton if she becomes president. And this was all sort of drowned. Now, there are two interesting things about Clinton's speech that may have some lasting resonance in this campaign. She talked about the Trump loophole. Trump is sort of wants to get rid of any kind of estate tax, and her argument is that he's for the super rich. And also, she very definitely committed herself to oppose the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership that she originally was for, that President Obama has been pushing, and Trump is very much against. Trump has been charging she's really in favor of that, but she made it so clear in no uncertain terms that she would never approve this, that I think she's going to have to be held to it.
Jack, time is one of the most precious resources both Trump and Clinton have in these last few months before November. Why are they in Michigan, and why now?
Well, it seems to us that this campaign has gone on forever. This is sort of early in the final presidential sweepstakes, and you'll see candidates come to Michigan. Michigan has become, in the last quarter of a century, a very reliable Democratic state. Now, Trump says that he can turn that around, that his appeal to sort of especially white working class voters will change that. But we see that a lot from Republicans in general early in the campaign. And then usually about October, they look at the situation, pull resources out of Michigan, and in the states like Ohio, where they think they could be more competitive. And it doesn't hurt Hillary Clinton to sort of stake out her turf here early on. But this is a very different campaign than any we've seen, and it could be that Michigan is in play, or at least that Donald Trump continues to believe it's going to be in play right on to the end.
Speaking of November, there was another turn in the battle surrounding Michigan's straight ticket voting ban. Attorney General Bill Schuette wants the ban back in place before the election. He's filed an emergency motion with a federal appeals court. Jack, why is Schuette pushing for this, and how might it affect the election?
This is pure partisan politics. Republicans want to outlaw straight ticket voting. Democrats don't. They figure it helps them more, especially for what are called down-ballot races, like State Board of Education seats. The Republicans passed a law outlawing straight-ticket voting and stuck in an appropriation so voters couldn't do anything about it. It was overturned by Federal Judge Gershwin Drain, but now they're going to the Court of Appeals. There are more Republican, more conservative justices than liberal justices, or so that's what people think, on this court. And so normally such cases are heard by a panel of maybe three judges, say. Schuette is requesting it be heard by the full court. And they have to make a ruling by early September. He requested September 9th, and because ballots have to be printed. So we'll just have to see if the Court of Appeals is willing to do what he asks on his timetable. This is going to be something very carefully watched.
Jack, thanks so much, and have a great weekend.
My pleasure. You too.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. He joined us today by Skype.